Now we're going into hour two of this morning's edition of Garden Talk. Here's the man, Mark Weber. Good morning.
So are you hungry for a crisp and apple now?
Yes, that actually got me a little bit curious. I thought, apples are my favorite.
You did, so did you Google it and look at it up?
No, I had not actually.
Oh, well, I know your boss is here, and he'd probably be mad if you know you were just playing on the internet trying to learn about crisp and apples or mutsu. But you know what we do every week here on Garden Talk is we give our listeners a lot of insight, a lot of information about how to plant a tree or how to be successful in their landscape. And folks, right now, the lines are full, but the lines will become less full as the program goes full. So if you've got a gardening question, we would love to hear from you. 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Morning and welcome back to the second hour of Garden Talk right here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. If you'd like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we would love to help you at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And this is the only place, ladies and gentlemen, that you get the expert analysis and understanding of what's going on in your yard gardening and landscaping challenges. And you can also be part of Garden Talk by dialing up 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And Chris and company will be happy to take your call as we continue to do what we do here best on Garden Talk, which is help you with your yard, garden, and landscaping challenges. 457-1290. That's 457-1290. And a little bit about myself. My name is Mark Weber. I'm the president and co-founder of Mark Weber's Landscaping. We have been around, 20 years. It's been a long time, but we still keep ticking at what we do. You can learn a little bit about our firm at www.weberlandscaping.com. We're involved in horticultural and arboricultural matters. If you're not sure what arboriculture is, that's the care and the cultivation of trees. And I am a board-certified master arborist. I'm also a degreed horticulturist from Ohio State University, and I've hosted this show for quite a few years. In fact, it's been 28 years, and I'd love to talk to you today about your landscaping and gardening challenges. What we do here on Garden Talk is unique from the standpoint is that we provide expert analysis and expert understanding of whatever you're seeing in your landscape. So when you call 457-1290, you're getting more than just, okay, it's a green plant, it's got purple leaves, you might want to prune it, you might want to mow it, I think it might be what you might want to do, right? No. You get the science, you get the understanding, but most importantly, you will get the expertise to allow you to be successful. So without further ado, up on the horticultural hotline, we're joined by your friend of mine, the retired Richmond Pearson, formerly of Cox Arboretum and Gardens, and Chadwick Arboretum in Columbus, and a guy who actually got to talk a little bit this week at the Woodland Cemetery. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
You know what my wife said?
What did she say?
My wife says, my God, how much hot air was coming out of Woodland the other day? You know, it was really nice. We had a good turnout for tailgating and trees, the inaugural edition. And for anybody in the industry that's listening, we're doing a monthly get together at Woodland Cemetery and Arboretum here in Dayton. It's called Tailgating with Trees, and its whole purpose is to provide folks in the greens industry some training. We're offering International Society of Arboricultural Continuing Education credits. And by the way, we're also offering them now with Ohio Certified Nursery Technician credits. So for all those folks that work at our local garden centers that are OCTNs, this is a good place to get those credits without costing you too much money other than a little bit of time. And be sure to bring a sack lunch because we actually hang out and eat and talk for about half an hour before we get into learning. And you did an excellent job this week, Mr. Rich. I wanted to tell you that.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
It was quite fun. We planted a tree at Woodland, so hopefully it'll live for another 100 years or so. And the next one that's coming up is on, let me get the date right here, November the 30th, and it will be at 12 o'clock. It'll be at Woodland, and you can sign up at the Ohio Chapter ISA's website. And by the way, the big whopping cost of this event is nothing. That's so riveting of a high cost. But anyone that's in the landscaping industry, or anyone that's in the lawn care industry, anybody that's in the garden center industry, this event is designed to help you. And you get to hear me squawk for a whole hour about trees and hazards, and you get to learn a little bit about one of my favorite topics, which is wood decay. And all of that's coming up, so you folks are invited, particularly those in the greens industry. And if you're a master gardener, you're invited as well. Anybody that wants to come and hang out with a bunch of old tired tree and landscape guys. So.
Old and tired. I beg your pardon.
I just said that just to get your goat, you know, just to get your goat. So, Rich, you know, a lot of people have these outdoor plants that have been outdoors, and the temperature's beginning to drop. And when they bring them inside, well, they bring a few critters into the humble abode. And by the way, you know that insect we saw crawling across the pavement at Woodland?
Yeah, that giant beetle?
I am still trying
to get... Was it a beetle?
I don't know yet. I can't get Boggs to answer my question. He's avoided me. I wonder why. yeah. He tells me I'm his biggest pain in his butt sometimes about stuff. But I'm most curious.
Well, you know, he can be smarter than he looks.
yeah. You ever notice entomologists look like bugs? You know, you ever notice that about people that study entomology? They kind of have the same the facial attributes of their prey that they study all the time. You ever notice that about them? I say that with the greatest degree of I can, but it's.
I'm not going to agree with you because you know a lot of the folks that I had in that line are still alive and kicking. And
no, I know, but they still have resembled the things they study. I mean, that's the thing you always love about them is that entomologists are really cool people, but. You know, Rich, you tell us a little bit about how to manage plants that have been outside, and then it's time to move them in.
Well, I approach this from more of a holistic or general perspective because it's a process, and there's some things in general that we need to consider. And probably the biggest one, literally, that I had was... that they grow when they're outside. They're going for the season. If you've got them situated and have cared for them properly, they're going to be much larger coming in than they were going out.
Mm-hmm.
I have two potted rubber trees that I believe have doubled in size in one season.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fun to find a place for them. But I also had a Dracaena that was when I brought it in, it literally was scraping the ceiling, and so I had to finally make a decision on that. And pruning is perhaps a part of bringing them in, and I decided to go ahead and bite the bullet and go ahead and prune that Dracaena very, very hard. It was probably 10 feet tall, and it's now back down to its original 2-foot size, which means that there are some bare canes. But I did that knowing... from experience and also from checking some research, that it's going to reflush from those bare stems. It's going to require a little more attention to watering and some fertilization, but that's going to be okay. Also, we inspected all the plants as well as possible before they went to the porch, and that was kind of the check-in center. And before mm-hmm. they went from the porch and came into the house, I tried to check them not only for the standard insect pests, mealybug and scale and whitefly and spider mite, but also from some of the things that may be more beneficial, to see if maybe there's walking sticks or praying mantis hanging out on them. Or we have a lot of tree frogs around here, and in the past we've managed to bring several of those in quite unintentionally, and they become cat toys more than anything else.
Right.
So just to do a thorough inspection and to give them a good cleaning. But in doing that also, particularly if there are pets or children in the home, if there's going to be a treatment, to make sure it's relatively benign. And that doesn't mean it has to be wimpy, but it has to be something that's going to be non-toxic in the home environment.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're coming into a very closed system. The air in the house isn't going to have the change out that we're used to. And so if you fire them up with something that'll sure kill anything walking on them, that's coming into your house.
Mm-hmm.
So be really judicious with that. And there are a number of soaps on the market that are very effective, and they are non-toxic to humans and pets. So I think it's good that we're cautioned and approach this with some sense there.
I agree. Mr. Rich, it's constraints of time are close, slowly catching up here. I wanted to say thank you, and as always, I appreciate everything you do and have to say. So,
well, thank you. That's nice to hear. And of course, everybody's waiting for this too.
I knew you were going to do this. I just knew it. Go ahead and say your piece.
Using the common name for your mystery plant. I mean. It probably is going to set people back a little bit, and because you specifically called out, you know, that Britain and Europe,
mm-hmm.
I originally thought, wow, folks are going to need to get on a plane to go over and find out what this might be, but
mm-hmm.
with the discrepancy in that common name, I think maybe they need to get on a pseudo plane to go over and check out that plant.
Hmm. Now that was a good difficult clue. I really was.
Yes, well, I'm
impressed. See, you hang out with me for an hour and a half this week, and you're already raising the bar with your clue difficulty index. So I'm impressed. I'm impressed. And by the way, I have one other clue that I'm going to give for folks who are in the music world. They will definitely. They definitely will enjoy this plant's intrigue as well, because there is a little bit of a very important intrigue to this plant as well. And we'll talk a little bit.
Well, the Stradivarius thing about it, there are multiple woods used in a Stradivarius.
Yes, there is. And this wood was actually one that was utilized in it. But the interesting part, though, is the controversy is it that plant or another plant that may have been used in it, too? Yeah, you didn't know about that part, did you? Stay tuned.
Well, you know, I had to do a quick scan of Wikipedia here just to check a few things.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care, Rich. We'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
That was Rich Pearson, and he joins us every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. And as we continue with this week's edition of Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is it.
What's that?
This, a breakthrough.
It's a piece of paper.
Looks can be deceiving.
Not even a full sheet of paper.
Val, I love you, but.
No buts. What is this, Jim?
This, my dear, is the CJS Heating and Air Customer Service Manual.
The whole thing.
Yep.
One piece of paper.
Actually, one more. word.
One?
Yes.
One word.
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
The word.
Yes.
Yes?
As in, CJS means?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the whole manual?
Because CJS means yes.
No matter what it takes.
Yes.
AC's giving you the sweats?
You need service now.
Exactly.
CJS means yes.
Over the weekend?
Yes.
Middle of the night?
Yes.
AC system's dead?
Dead as a bag of hammers.
You need a new one.
CJS means yes.
With available financing?
Yes, of course.
No matter what it takes.
CJS means
yes.
You call.
We come.
It's fixed.
Guaranteed?
Yes.
I'm a little disappointed.
Huh?
This manual of yours.
Yeah?
Wastes paper.
What?
Could have used a business card.
Great idea.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
Together, we're CJS.
Heating and Air.
.com.
Hey, it's your friend, Sean Hannity, and as you know, I am not afraid to be honest and say exactly what I feel. When it comes to selling your home, you need to know there are real estate agents out there that just rely on yard signs, well, and a few $100 of marketing. Now, I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Tammy Holmes in Dayton. And if I needed to sell my home in Dayton, well, I'd call Tammy. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Relax. There's never any pressure getting her the diamond she deserves at Stafford Jewelers.
John Stafford of Stafford Jewelers.
You pay the same price that Stafford sells to jewelers across America, and you get 0% financing. See? You're feeling better already. Just breathe. You'll save thousands less than at the mall. There's love in the air. Can you feel it? Winter is coming. Shop early at Stafford Jewelers pre-Christmas sale. In 8 Fridays, it's Christmas. Okay, that's a little pressure.
Stafford Jewelers is located on 725 across from the Grinch Jewelers at the Dayton Mall.
I'm John Stafford, and I'm your jeweler, but you can call me Santa. Winter is coming.
Crisp, cool evenings signal fall and Burns Fabulous Fall Sale. Store-wide savings of 20 to 40% lets you select a variety of fresh fall plants and beautiful planters. Mums, pansies, grasses, shrubs, and trees, plus new arrivals in our home decor and gift shop will complete your home for fall for entertaining. Create your fall look at Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown and Beaver Creek. And remember, your best garden always begins at Burns.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. Families often remark that pre-planning was the greatest gift a parent has given them. Act with love, plan ahead, and talk about what you might want. Help your family by relieving the burden of difficult financial and emotional decisions during a time of grief. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
Are you hiding an addiction? Is your addiction becoming harder to fight? Don't fight it alone. We can help. We're local and confidential. Fighting dependency is hard work, and our program keeps those struggles in mind. We offer Suboxone treatment along with other therapies to aid in your healing process. We accept all private health insurance, Medicaid, and Medicare. If you or someone you know is suffering from a chemical addiction, call 937-223-1781 or go to opioidshurt.com. Don't wait. Call today.
Out-of-state special interests are at it again. The gas drilling giant American Petroleum Institute is trying to kill good-paying Ohio jobs. Their greed has helped make Ohio an importer of electricity, which means we pay more. But we can stand up to them. Call your legislator. Tell them to protect good-paying jobs, our tax base, and electricity manufactured right here in Ohio. Call 800-282-0253. Tell them to support House Bill 239. paid for by Coalition for Growth and Opportunity.
Your winning game plan for savings and service is Handyman Ace Hardware. Score big with these October red hot buys. Ace 5,000 square feet lawn winterizer, $14.99 after $2 instant savings. Peak antifreeze, $4.99 after instant savings. And pleated furnace filters, buy two, get one free. Find these red-hot buys at any one of your nine area Handyman Ace locations. Visit HandymanAceHardware.com.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The only Dayton station that's watching traffic around the clock.
When there's a major problem, we'll give a traffic red alert every 15 minutes or sooner. Triple Team Traffic is on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning. It's 7:26. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Areas of light rain or a wintry mix possible this morning. Will be cloudy, breezy, and chilly this afternoon, high 44. For tonight, we'll keep the chance for sprinkles or flurries, low down to 32, and we'll start your Sunday off with the chance for flurries, high temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler 7 HD7 radar is clear. We're resting at 34 degrees Fahrenheit on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial if you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast. And let's head back to the telephone lines at 457-1290. And let's go talk to Mike. Mike, good morning and welcome to Garden Talk.
Good morning.
Okay, Mike, I am known as a sycamore in the United Kingdom. I am a large, deciduous, broadleaf tree, tolerant of wind and coastal exposure. I am native to Central Europe and Western Asia. You can even find me in Spain and Italy. My bark is gray. I have smooth when it's young, but later becomes flaky with irregular patches as I age. My leaves grow on long stalks and that are palmate in shape and have five large radiating lobes. My flowers are greenish and yellow and then dangle from flower heads that are called panicles. And they produce copious amounts of pollen and nectar that attract insects. My wood produces a hard-wearing, white, creamy, closed-grain timber that's been used for making musical instruments, furniture, joinery, as well as wood floors and kitchen utensils. What plant am I?
My guess is the cork tree.
Unfortunately, you are incorrect.
Okay.
Neat tree, though. I will give you that. That is a very neat tree and very well may be on our target list for future what plant I am's. But I will tell you what, that it's a very unique tree all to itself. And thank you so much for the call and being part of Garden Talk. When we continue, more of your calls at 457-1290 as we continue to crank up the phone lines and bring the world of green to you on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Jonah Adi with the WHIO News Update. Our top story, newly released classified documents about the JFK assassination causing quite a stir on Capitol Hill.
A chilly and damp start to the weekend. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
While hundreds of newly released documents related to the JFK assassination still being withheld, that has many just a little bit beyond disappointed.
If we don't get this information before those of us who live through it die, it's going to feed the conspiracy theories forever.
That's University of Virginia historian Larry Cevento. Now, those documents have been placed on a six-month review by the Trump administration. Well, just before the kids go trick-or-treating, local, state, and federal agencies conducting a sweep to see if registered sex offenders are actually living where they claim they are. So far, about three-quarters of offenders in Miami County were verified, with three reported as potentially out of compliance. Greene County officials sent letters to convicted sex offenders living there, those letters advising those offenders not to participate in any Halloween activities involving juveniles. Now the exclusive Storm Center 7 24-hour weather forecast. Here's meteorologist Josh Poland.
Areas of light rain or a wintry mix possible this morning. Will be cloudy, breezy, and chilly this afternoon. High 44. For tonight, we'll keep the chance for sprinkles or flurries. Low down to 32. And we'll start your Sunday off with the chance for flurries. High temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar shows here in Dayton, the chance for a light sprinkle out there is still lingering. The rain system, honestly, not moving all that much in the last half hour. Still seeing most of Miami, Shelby, and Montgomery counties are clearing up. The rest of the counties in the Miami Valley, such as Greene and Clark, well, they're going to be stuck in the rain just a little while longer. Right now, it's 35 degrees in Troy, 34 in Springfield, 34 here in Dayton at 7:32. If news breaks, we break in immediately. I'm Jonah Adi on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
Hey there, everybody. Nancy here with my great friend Christian Hahn of Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai in Vandalia. What's going on up at the stores this month, Chris?
We are having a great month. And what I want to talk about today is how we price our cars. One of the reasons we sell so many pre-owned vehicles at Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai is because when we get our cars in, we go out 50 miles in a radius around the dealership and look at the market data and make sure our cars are priced competitively. That's why so many people come. And on top of that, we're the only dealership in the Miami Valley that offers a lifetime powertrain warranty at no cost to you. Unlimited miles, as long as you own the car. Isn't that fantastic?
Of course it's fantastic. And I know the Joseph Airport Toyota Hyundai motto is always holding true, right?
Absolutely. Low prices, great selection, and the ease of doing business. Hurry out today or visit us online at josephairporttoyota.com or josephairporthyundai.com.
Why do the good die young, Val?
It's just not right, Jim.
Not when we have the technology.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Air conditioners.
Oh.
Perfectly good AC systems.
Taken too young.
Before their time.
Stop the madness.
Let CJS keep your AC healthy.
And running longer.
A unit 8 to 10 years old
is too young to die,
especially with annual tune-ups.
By CJS trained and timely techs,
getting you more years from your system.
But there comes a time
when your AC can't go on
or costs too much to run.
That's replacement time.
Yikes.
Yeah, who yearns to buy a new AC system?
So we make it easier
with manufacturer rebates,
energy rebates,
and CJS efficiency bonuses.
We pair your house
with a system that fits your needs
and your budget.
Professionally installed
by clean, screen,
trained and timely
CJS techs.
Who aren't done till you're delighted.
Whether it's CJS service,
helping you get more years from your system,
or CJS replacement,
helping you get more system for your money.
Everything we do
is all about you.
He's Jim.
She's Val.
We're CJS.
Heating and Air.
.com.
Are you frustrated because you're trying to sell your home, but all you're getting are excuses? Hey, Sean Hannity here to tell you about one agent right in your backyard that can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline that you agree to, or she'll have it bought for cash. I'm talking about Tammy Holmes of HER Realtors. She services the entire Dayton area, attracts hundreds of buyers every week, and sells a home on average every 24 hours. Now, I've talked to a lot of agents and invested millions of dollars into real estate, so believe me, I know one mistake can mean losing a lot of money. Tammy spends thousands of dollars every month to attract hundreds of buyers, which helps homes sell fast and for the most money. Now, you risk nothing, since at any point, if you're not happy, you can get out of the contract free and clear and pay nothing. But trust me, that's not going to happen. Call Tammy Holmes at 937-506-0500 or online at DaytonGuarantee.com. That's DaytonGuarantee.com. And consider your home sold.
Bring the kids and come on down to downtown Troy this Saturday, 9 till noon, for a hometown Halloween. For 82 years, Troy's tastiest tradition is K's Hamburgers. They only use the best ground chuck to create their delicious burgers. They offer scrumptious sandwiches, soups, salads, and serve breakfast all day, plus pies and old-fashioned malts and shakes. You'll love K's, 117 East Main. You can't ignore your floors anymore. Lori's Flooring, 105 West Market Street in Troy, reminds you to upgrade your home with quality name-brand carpet and flooring. It's time to act now. A striking selection of colors and styles. Go to lorisflooring.com. or call 440-8800. Then come in and meet Lori for easy, economical home improvement. Start a New Year's revolution in your home. The Cabinet Shop at 102 East Main in downtown Troy provides a rich selection of all-wood cabinetry, beautiful granite countertops with 15-year protection, plus new colors and surfaces and quartz countertops with that marble-like look without the maintenance. See Debbie and Bill at the Cabinet Shop across from K's in Troy.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO.
How can you grow a better lawn? Let's go in the grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, Mr. Tischer.
Good morning, Mark.
Are you happy or are you sad? That's what I want to know.
Margaret, it just doesn't change with me. I'm happy. We've gotten rain. I don't have to worry about irrigation anymore.
Yeah.
But now that we've gotten the rain, my fields are wet and muddy, and we can't get back into them like we'd like to. So Mark, you know better than to ask me that question, because I'm always half happy and half grumpy all the time.
You know, as I was driving this morning into the station in the rain, I thought, I bet you Tischer is going to be irritated because he can't get in his field.
You're right. But I needed the rain. So I'm a tough guy to live with, Mark. I'm tough.
Your poor wife. Okay.
Yeah.
Poor wife. You know, Randy, you put out a really nice blog post this week at gardentalkblog.com about some of the five final short lists of things to do to your lawn before winter strikes. And how about we talk about the first and most important one, which is hollow tying core aeration.
Well, and that's on my short list of, if you only did one or two things to your lawn every year, hollow tying core aeration would be right there at number one or number two. The beauty of it is you can do it anytime, winter, spring, summer, or fall, so long as your soils are moist, which they are right now. You can extract a good maybe 2-3 inch core and really open up those soils for the roots to find their way down into your soil over the winter and get deeply rooted so that we can go into next summer in good shape. So for me, it's all about the roots on the grass plant. The roots disappear in the summer. The plant loses at least 50% of the roots over the summertime. So now's the time to allow that plant to reestablish those roots. You know, Mark, that grass plant this winter, even though you think it's asleep and dormant, the rooting system on your grass plant, if you feed it and treat it right and hollow tine core aerate, the roots will continue to grow all winter long if you allow them to.
And it's all about oxygen, ladies and gentlemen. Just like you and I need oxygen to breathe and to live on, the roots of plants need oxygen to explore the soil, to remove water, and of course, of removing water, they pull those nutrients out of the soil. So keep in mind that hollow tying core aeration is one of the best ways to modify and improve the structural content of your soil and frequency and the number of times. You know, Randy, I also will tell you, this question's been coming up a lot in my office about mowing height. And I have found, I think as you have found, that it's a good thing to reduce the height of your mower deck this time of year by reducing the amount of leaf blades, because if you do that, you will reduce the amount of fungal attacks related to snow mold and other things by cutting your lawn just a little bit shorter.
Yeah, and you got to be careful. You know, as a general rule of thumb, don't ever remove more than one-third of the leaf at any one time. So I'm not recommending you go out and scalp the plant, but if you shorten it up a little bit, it tends to be a little stiffer and be a little less prone to laying down. And that's where you get the trouble is when we get the snows and the ice and whatnot. And if you have a long, shaggy turf, it can lay down. And that's where the fungus, like snow mold, can really find a nice home. So give it a little bit of a burr haircut. And I think you'll go into winter in a little better shape.
With that also, Randy, is an application this time of year of a broadleaf weed killer, which yeah. I mowed my lawn yesterday, and I've got a fair amount of winter annuals that have popped up and have begun to grow. And we're going to take care of their little rear ends here in the next day or so with an application of a broadleaf weed control.
Yeah, and then the whole theory is... And we've talked about it before, the movement in the plant is going down into the roots. So unlike spring when all the movement of the plant is going up into the leaf, this time of the year, if you apply a broadleaf herbicide, that plant will take that herbicide right down into the very, very bottom of the root system, and you get much, much better control. Now that I'll tell you, as we're getting into November and getting colder, you may not see that plant wilt and die like you would in the spring or the summer.
Mm-hmm.
But I can guarantee if you put down a broadleaf weed control now at the right rate and do everything right, that plant will not be around in the spring when everything else grows, greens up.
Exactly right. With that too, Randy, coming up in November, it's going to be late November, will be our high nitrogen application. And I think once we reach that place, we'll be at a place where we could start recommending to do a little bit of dormant grass seeding. And I talked earlier this morning about this whole perils of sowing grass seed in late October. I'll let you exonerate if you'd like to go further.
Well, you know, you've said it all morning long, but and anybody that plants grass seed right now should be doing it fully expecting to have to redo it next spring. Just like you've been saying all morning long, you know, that grass plant, our soils are still warm enough.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect that grass plant will try to germinate. And the biggest problem we have is what Mother Nature has in stock for us with temperatures as we go into November and December. Because if we get into any kind of a hard freeze, I'm not so much worried about the frost, but I'm worried about the hard freezes. That's when the water dish for the dog outside freezes solid, and you can go ice skating on it. When we get a hard freeze, Mark, these little grass plants that are sown in late October and November, they just don't stand a chance. They may come up, they may be green going into the winter, but I can guarantee you that many of them will not green back up in the spring with everything else. So.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're much better if you've got a bare spot in your yard from now on. That three-letter word SOD, sod,
mm-hmm.
Is really the only sure-fired answer to getting yourself out of the mud going into the winter. And the beauty of sodding is that you can do it any time during the winter. Temperatures aren't going to affect it at all. So, you know, it's just getting awful, awful late to plant grass seed. I think, you know, you're going to be doing it over again in the spring, I'm pretty sure.
I am pretty sure as well. Mr. Tischer, as always, thank you so much. Have a glorious and wonderful day. And remember that it's only the weather.
Well, but I can never get used to Mother Nature. She she always throws me curveballs. She always wins, and I'm just... don't think I'm ever going to accept that fact.
Okay, sir.
But I will tell you that listening to your shows here the last couple of weeks, I am learning a lot about apples. So you're broadening my horizons, Mark.
Are you going to be in search of a mutsu today?
Well, you know, I never even knew anything like that existed. So you know, I've got a pretty limited little vocabulary when it comes to green plants. Grass, and maybe more grass. But... between listening to you about tomatoes in the summertime and now apples and who knows what else, You're educating this old grass grower, Mark. I thank you.
I'm glad. Hopefully you'll have a better, wider tasting palate than you had before.
Well, I'll at least pay more attention at the grocery store to my choices. Let me tell you that.
Yeah, and by the way, you never want to be in the store with me because I always have a hard time when I watch people bruise fruit. So.
I understand.
Take care, Mr. Tischer.
Good to talk to you. Talk to you next time.
You bet, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye, Mark.
You've been In the Grass with Randy Tischer of Green Velvet Sod Farms. Our Ask the Expert phone lines are open to answer your gardening and landscape questions. Call Mark Weber at 457-1290. It's our Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290, and Christopher, I have a question for you.
All right.
Vincent and Minster, are they attempting to do the green thumb, the what plant I am? Okay, how about Sarah and Mason? Is that just, these are just questions, correct?
No, Matthew and Sarah both want to take an answer. They want to guess the question.
Okay, I don't see Matthew on the call screen. Matthew's up on two?
Yes, he is.
What's Matthew's answer?
Sycamore maple.
Okay. Let's head to the telephone lines. And Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today, Sarah?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm well. Are you prepared for what plants I am, Sarah?
Yes, I think it's a balsam tree.
Okay. Well, let's read the question real quick, okay? I am known as a sycamore in the United Kingdom. I am a large, broad-leaf tree. I am tolerant of wind. I'm tolerant of coastal conditions. I am a native to Central Europe, Western Asia. My bark is gray and smooth when I'm young, but becomes flaky and irregular in patches as I age. My leaves grow with a very long leaf stalk and are large, palmate, with five radiant lobes. My flowers are greenish and yellowish, and they hang down and are pendulous and dangle. In fact, my flowers are copulous and produce large amounts of pollen and nectar. My wood produces a hard, wearing, creamy white, closed grain timber that's used for making musical instruments, furniture, wood flooring, and kitchen utensils. So you think I'm a what again?
A balsam tree.
A blossom tree. Okay.
Balsam.
Balsam. Balsam. Okay. I'm sorry, but you're incorrect.
Oh.
But thank you for trying, though, okay?
Okay, thanks.
You have a super good day, okay?
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. And Chris, who was on line two again?
Matthew from Centerville, and his guess is a sycamore maple.
All right. Matthew from Centerville, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm well, Matthew. Now, you've heard the description.
Yes.
Why do you think it's sycamore maple?
Because I was in England for a while, and I had an argument with a person over there about a sycamore tree.
Well, you know, in Great Britain, they call the linden tree a lime tree.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, they actually call lindens limes. Whenever you, if you're a tree nerd like me, you read a lot of things, and one thing you spend a lot of time is reading what the Europeans call things. And in Great Britain, and I'm a Category 3 arborist in the UK, so I read a lot of British stuff, and I'm always reading about the limes. And then they read about the sycamore, and I always have to remind myself that limes are lindens, and sycamore is actually sycamore maple. And the interesting part about this plant is that this plant, the sycamore maple, is thought to be one of the primary parts of, have you ever heard of a violin called a Stradivarius?
Yes.
Yeah. And Stradivarius, to this day, nobody really quite understands how this violin, these violins, Stradivarius made about 1,100 instruments in his lifetime. And he used spruce as the sounding board, actually Norway spruce as the sounding board on the back of these violins. But the frames of Stradivarius were believed to have been sycamore maple. Now, the controversy lies in the fact that the case of the sycamore maple is that they're not sure if it was sycamore maple or if it was another species of maple called snake bark. And the interesting sidebar to this whole Stradivarius thing is that the wood density of the sounding boards of Norway spruce were literally double, the double of the wood density of what we know today in this species of tree. And because of a warming of our atmosphere that we know is happening, there's great concern that the wood that is going to be used to make future instruments is not going to be readily available. And that future instruments, particularly are violins, are not going to be constructed nearly to the same quality that's been in the past because the density of wood lessens as climates warm. In fact, I've been reading a lot about how even at some of the highest altitudes in Europe, they're not going to be able to get the same quality of lumber and tree density wood that they can make violins out of. So it's kind of fascinating because during that period in which Stradivarius built these instruments was during a period that was almost like Arctic conditions where winters were extremely long and cold and summers were incredibly cloudy and short. Oh. And during that time period produced some of the highest density woods ever recorded in human history. And so there's a bunch of other stuff they did from floating these logs that were harvested with the trees in the salt water to cause the wood density to increase. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that they think happened. But the take-home message is that creating an instrument like the Stradivarius was a combination of a number of different fascinating trees and woods, but also it's also a lesson in the fact that we need to plant more trees in our society today to make the world a better place and a cooler place as well. Sir, I really appreciate your call. You are the proud winner of a $25 gift card to Knollwood, and really good job on your part because this was not the easiest question in the world. And I'm going to put you on hold, and Christopher and company are going to get your vital data. And thank you for being part of this show, sir.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
You betcha. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
When we come back, we're going to crank up the phone lines. We're going to talk to Brent and Vincent as we continue to put you, ladies and gentlemen, on the cutting edge of great gardening success as we have for 28 years on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield's station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
You have the ideas. We have what you need to see them through. Snyder Brick and Block, a local family-owned company since 1949, has everything you need to create a beautifully landscaped home and garden, including a premium selection of landscape stone, flagstone, boulders, pavers, decorative gravel, keystone retaining walls, outdoor fireplaces and fire pits, in addition to pool coping and porcelain tile, even topsoil and mulch to add the finishing touches. And since it's Snyder Brick and Block, you'll always find the latest styles, colors, and textures, along with impeccable customer service. Stop into the showroom and supply yard near you, Kettering Hardscapes at 1733 Industrial Estates Drive, around the corner from our Moraine location on Dorothy Lane, Middletown Hardscapes, 2833 Cincinnati Dayton Road, or in Troy at 3246 North County Road 25A. We have what you need to create your amazing outdoor oasis. Visit SnyderOnline.com.
Hi, this is Larry Hansgen. You know, the little things are what makes a big difference. And something as simple as a new, a better pillow can dramatically change your life. I know. MyPillow has done it for me. For over 2 years, MyPillow has helped me fall asleep faster. That's a real key because I can't waste time. I can't be tossing and turning. I've got to get to sleep. I've got to get to sleep now. That happens with MyPillow. And even better, it's a very deep sleep, a deep recuperative sleep that I need to be my best. Well, right now, MyPillow wants to help you sleep, and they're going to give you a great deal to do that. You buy one, you get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Buy One, Get One Free special and use the promo code WHIO. You can call 1-800-320-1481 and, again, ask for the radio listener special and use the promo code WHIO. You can also use WHIO to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website, MyPillow.com.
For your holiday fundraising, Stockslager's grows thousands of the highest quality poinsettias, red, white, pink, and marble, the ever-popular double winter rose, 4-inch pots up to the gorgeous 10-inch size. Special pricing for churches and groups, delivery available. Call 937-687-2722. Stockslager's, 1 mile west of New Lebanon on U.S. 35. Stockslager's Green Mountain Garden
Center. Out-of-state special interests are at it again. The gas drilling giant American Petroleum Institute is trying to kill good-paying Ohio jobs. Their greed has helped make Ohio an importer of electricity, which means we pay more. But we can stand up to them. Call your legislator. Tell them to protect good-paying jobs, our tax base, and electricity manufactured right here in Ohio. Call 800-282-0253. Tell them to support House Bill 239. Paid for by Coalition for Growth and Opportunity.
Your winning game plan for savings and service is Handyman Ace Hardware. Score big with these October red hot buys. Ace 5,000 square feet lawn winterizer, $14.99 after $2 instant savings. Peak antifreeze, $4.99 after instant savings. And pleated furnace filters, buy two, get one free. Find these red hot buys at any one of your 9 area Handyman Ace locations. Visit HandymanAceHardware.com.
Ace.
Hundreds of reporters working around the clock to bring you the latest news from the Miami Valley. You can depend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, everybody. It's 7:56. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
Areas of light rain or a wintry mix possible this morning. Will be cloudy, breezy, and chilly this afternoon, high 44. For tonight, we'll keep the chance for sprinkles or flurries, low down to 32, and we'll start your Sunday off with the chance for flurries, high temperatures in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Josh Poland on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new Live Doppler HD7 radar shows most of the rain shower activity all pretty much. It's like a perfect line if you could draw between Greater Cincinnati all the way up just to the side of east side, west side of Bell Fountain. All that shower activity is directly to the east, and to the left, which is to the west, we've got clearing skies. It's currently 34 degrees Fahrenheit on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton Station for up-to-the-minute severe weather reports, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290. Chris, if you would let Vincent know in Minster that we will take his questions at the top of next hour, that way he doesn't think that I'm ignoring him, as he seems to have quite a lengthy list. Let's go talk to Brent in Rockford. Good morning, Brent. How can we help you?
Good morning.
Morning.
When's the last you can aerate a yard?
When is the last time? Well, I love how you guys ask me these questions sometimes. Last time you can aerate a yard is when you can't pull a plug. And that would be typically, in my mind, if it was too dry, which I don't think is going to be the case now. But more likely when the ground was completely frozen solid like a brick. And that's probably the last time you could do it. Then when the ground thawed out again, you could do it then if you want. There's really not a bad time to core aerate. Whole idea is to get it done and to do it. Good luck to you, sir, and thanks for calling the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap it up for hour number two. Stand by for hour number three as we get ready for another edition of Garden Talk. And, of course, if you've got a gardening question, you can load up those lines at 457-1290. And don't forget, during the week, if you need to reach out to me, you can always reach out to me at www.weberlandscaping.com with two Bs. Or at 937-835-3381. Stand by for more great gardening advice nowhere else than AM 1290 and News 95.7. WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios. WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.